Today's Amud is Yevamos Tzadi Heyam Abeis. We're holding on Tzadi Heyam and Aleph, 11 lines from the bottom, the beginning of the line, Ma Yisra Kal. So the Gemara spoke about a case where, let's say you have Reuven who's married to Rachel, and Reuven ben Mezid has a relationship with Rachel's sister, with Leah. So even if he does the Isser ben Mezid, the halacha is that he remains mutter to Rachel. Rachel and Reuven remain mutter to each other. Even though by Nashas Ishus Mezana, we say that she now becomes usher to her husband. When it comes to the Isser of Achis Ishtoi, when Reuven is together with Achis Ishto, with his wife's sister, that's not going to usher his wife to him. And the Gemara on the top of the Amud on Sadiheim and Aleph learned it from a drasha from the pasuk which says Oisa by Ishas Ish. It says V'shachav Ish Oisa Shechvazera, and then it says V'nitma, that she becomes usher to her husband through her Shechiva. And the Gemara darshins that it's only her Shechiva, it's only V'shachav Oisa, it's her Shechiva that asks her to her husband, but her sister Shechiva is not going to ask her, anyone else's Shechiva is not going to ask her to her husband, only her own Shechiva. And the Gemara pointed out that the reason why you need a drasha is because without the drasha of Isa, I would have said a kal v'chomer to make it that Achis Ishtai does ask her Rachel to Reuven. I would have said there's a kal v'chomer that Reuven, when he's together with Leah, when he's over on Achis Ishtai, he becomes aser now to Rachel. What was the kal v'chomer? The wording of the Gemara was very vague. It said, "Uma b'malkim shabal iser kal." This is the top of the Amud on Sadiheim and Aleph, 5 lines from the top. It said, "Uma b'malkim shabal iser kal nesar ha'iser." When a person is ivron and iser kal, the nesar it becomes an iser. So malkim, the nesar iser becomes aser. So malkim shabal iser chamer in edin shenesar ha'iser. So then, surely, if a person's ivron and iser chamer, if a person's ivron achis ishtoi, so then the iser is going to become aser. The iser by achis ishtoi is Rachel. Rachel is the one who asers Reuven onto Leah. If Reuven is Ivra and Achis Ishtai, so then Nesar Ha'Iser, so then Rachel is going to become Aser. Because we find even by Nisar Kal, that's Nesar Ha'Iser, that the one who's Aser becomes Aser. So too over here, by Achis Ishtai, all the more so, we should say that Nesar Ha'Iser, that the one who Aser should become, that the one Aser, she herself is going to become Aser. Now when we learned the Gemara, we mentioned the Maskan of the Gemara. The Maskan of the Gemara is that the Isser Kal is referring to Ishas Ish. We'll see more about that soon. But the Gemara right now is only by the beginning. We don't know what's the Kal V'Chomer referring to. What's this Isser Kal? What's this relatively light Isser about which the Gemara is making a Kal V'Chomer that even by a light Isser, the Iser becomes Aser? So then surely by Achis Ishtoi, the Iser should become Aser. Without the Drasha, I would have said that Rachel is going to become Aser to Reuven. So says the Gemara, my Isser Kal. Going back 11 lines from the bottom of the Amud, my Isser Kal. What's this Isser Kal of the Gemara referring to? So the Gemara says 4 attempted Mahalchim before we get to the 5th and final Teretz of the Gemara. Says the Gemara Mahalch number 1. What's Isser Kal referring to? And also what exactly is the Kal V'Chomer? We'll explain both. Amar Rav Chista says Pshat number 1 is Machzer Grushasai Mishanises. The Isser Kal is referring to the Isser of a person remarrying a woman who he divorced after she already had a relationship with someone else. So if Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven and they get divorced, and then Mrs. Reuven gets married to someone else, or even if she just has a relationship with someone else, so then now it becomes usher for Reuven to ever take back Mrs. Reuven as a wife. It's usher. Now it's not an erva, it's not an Isser Chomer, it's relatively an Isser Kal. That's the Isser Kal we're referring to. Now the halacha is, says Rav Chista, that Ba'aleha Hai Asra Aleha Dehai. When the second guy, after Reuven gives Mrs. Reuven the get, when the second guy is Ba'aleha, so now she becomes Asr, Mrs. Reuven becomes Asr to Reuven. Reuven, who was once married to her, he divorced her. Now that Mrs. Reuven is together with another man, so the man now assers Mrs. Reuven onto Reuven. So the Iser is the second guy. The second guy is considered the Iser, and he assers Mrs. Reuven onto Reuven. Yet if Reuven takes her back anyways, if Reuven is over on the Isser Kal of Machzer Gushah submission, he says, and Reuven then takes her back, so then the halacha is Asra Aleha Dahai. Now Mrs. Reuven becomes Asr to the second guy. So by Reuven being over together with Mrs. Reuven on the Isser of Machzer Gushah submission, he says, now Nasar HaIsser. Now the second guy who was the Isser, now he becomes Asr to Mrs. Reuven. So through this Isser Kal, Nasar HaIsser. Through the Isser Kal, the Isser, the second guy, becomes Nasar, becomes Asr to Mrs. Reuven. So if if you find that that's true even by an Isser Kal, then even by an Isser Kal, even when it comes to an Isser Kal, we say that Nasar HaIsser, so then surely when it comes to the Isser Erva of Achis Ishtoi, when it comes to the Isser Chamer of Achis Ishtoi, we should say that if the person's Ayver and Achis Ishtoi, if Reuven is together with Leah, with Rachel's sister, so then Nasar HaIsser, Rachel should become Aser. Rachel, who was once Asering Leah onto Reuven, should now become Aser. If even by an Isser Kal we say Nasar HaIsser, so then surely by Nisr Chamer we should say Nasar HaIsser. That's the Kavu Chaymer that the Gemara meant. However, says the Gemara, there's a problem with that Kavu Chaymer. You can't make a Kavu Chaymer from Machzer Gushah Submission Nisays to Achis Ishtai. Because Mala Machzer Gushah Submission Nisays, Shekein Nitma HaGuf. Over there, it makes more sense that we should say that Nasar HaIsser, that Mrs. Reuven becomes Aser to Reuven. Because Mrs. Reuven, that becomes Aser to the second guy. Because Mrs. Reuven was part of the Avera. She did the Isser. She did the Isser together with Reuven. They were Aser to each other. They went and they had a relationship. So now Nasar HaIsser makes a lot of sense that Mrs. Reuven will become Aser to the second guy because it was Nitma HaGuf. She herself was part of the Isser. As opposed to Achis Ishtai, when it comes to Achis Ishtai, when Reuven is together with Leah, Rachel didn't do anything wrong. So maybe Rachel remains Mutter to Reuven. So that's not a good Kavu Chaymer because by Achis Ishtai, Rachel didn't do anything wrong. And another reason why it's not comparable is because by Machzer Gushah Submission Nisays, V'Isura Isser Ayla. It's not necessarily true. You're making it seem like it's an Isser Kal. In a way, Machzer Gushah Submission Nisays is actually more Chamer than Achis Ishtai. Because Machzer Gushah Submission Nisays is an Isser that lasts forever. That Isser will never go away. Mrs. Reuven, once she has a relationship with another man after Reuven divorces her, will never for the rest of their lives be Mutter to Reuven. It's an Isser Ayla, as opposed to Achis Ishtai, where even though Rachel Asers Leah onto Reuven, if Rachel were to die, so now Reuven would be mutter to Leah. So it's not an Isser that necessarily lasts forever. So therefore it's more chamer. So Machzer Gushah Submission Nisays is not an Isser Kal in comparison to Achis Ishtai. So that wouldn't be a good Kavu Chaymer. So Ela Amar Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, a second pshat to explain the Kavu Chaymer from the top of the Amud. Says Reish Lakish that it's referring to a Yavama. The Isser Kal is referring to the Isser of Yavama. Says the Gemara, two possibilities as what Yavama is referring to. Is it referring to the Isra of Yavama onto a Yavam? Is it referring to the Isra of Yavama onto Lashuk? The Isra of Yavama Lashuk? What's the Isra of Yavama? Says the Gemara, Yavama Leman. Whose Isra of Yavama are we referring to? Ilema La'acher. We're referring to the Isra of Yavama Lashuk. That she's Aser Lemari Lashuk. Ukud Rav Hamnuna. And like Rav Hamnuna taught us, the Amar Rav Hamnuna, Shaymeres Yavam Shezinta. If you have a Shaymeres Yavam, that's Mizane with a random guy. So the Yavam is the Iser over here. The Yavam assers the Yavama, the Shemeres Yavam, onto everyone else in the world. If she's Mizane, Asura Liyavama, she now becomes Aser to the Iser. She now becomes Aser to the Yavam. So you see that by someone being Iver on the Iser Kal of Yavama Lashuk, which is only a lav. So relatively, it's an Isser Kal, a person that we still say Nasar HaIsser, that the Yavam now becomes Aser to the Yavama. So if by an Isser Kal we say Nasar HaIsser, so then surely if a person's Aivar and Achis Ishtai, we should say Nasar HaIsser. However, says the Gemara, the same Pircha on this, that Mali Yavama, she can't dit Mahagov. No, over here it makes sense that the Yavam and the Yavama should become Aser to each other, because the Yavama did an Isser. The Yavama herself, of course, now she's going to become Aser to the Yavam. She's going to lose out because she didn't have Avera. But why should Rachel become Aser to Reuven just because Reuven was together with Leah? Why should Rachel lose out? She didn't do an Avera. So Mali Yavam is going to get Nitma HaGuf. And also a second Pircha, is that v'isura b'raiv? Is that in a way the isra of yavamu l'shuk, even though it's just the lav, it's not mamish and erva, in a way it's more chamer than the isra of achas ishtai, because it's isura b'raiv. It's an isra that applies to everyone in the world, as opposed to achas ishtai, which is an isra that only applies to Ruvain. Ruvain has the isra to be with Leah. No one else in the world is asr to Leah, but yavamu l'shuk is asr to everyone in the world. So it's really more chamer than achas ishtai. So Ella, you're going to have to say, third attempt, is that Yavama la'achin. That when we said Yavama, when Reish Lakish said Yavama, he really meant Yavama's Isser to the other brothers. Meaning that what? That Avad ba'maimer hai, Asra led the hai. That, right, Reuven died, so now Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam, to Shimon and Levi. Shimon does maimer with Mrs. Reuven. Once he does maimer, so now Shimon is the Iser, and he assers the Yavama onto Levi. However, Ba'aleha Idach, if Levi would ignore that Isser, and Levi would be Ivron, the Isser de Rabbanon, of being together with the Yavama after she did Maimer, so Asra Le'edahai. Now that he just had Bia with the Yavama, so now he assers Mrs. Reuven back onto Shimon. So by Levi being Ivron, the Isser Kal of Yavama after Maimer, he's actually assering the Isser. He Nesser Ha'Isser. Shimon, who was the Isser, now becomes Asser. So now the Yavama becomes Asser to Shimon. But says the Gemara, and that's the Kal v'Chomer, if even by Nesser Kal of Yavama left after Maimer, we say that Nesser Ha'Isser, so then surely by Achas Ishtai, we should say that Nesser Ha'Isser. However, says the Gemara, Ma'irya Shabo Aleha Sheni. So why is it necessary to talk about a case where Levi was Mamish Bayol, the Yavama? You don't have to go so far. And that was the lashon of the Kal v'Chomer. If a person had Bia with an Nesser Kal, Nesser Ha'Isser, so surely by Nesser Chomer, there's no need to talk about Bia. If this is the case, if we're talking about the Isser of Yavama Lachin, so there's no need to talk about Bia. Afilu Avad Banami Maimer, even if all he did was Maimer, even if Levi, after Shimon did Maimer, Levi would do Maimer, that also would Aser Shimon to the Yavama. Well, says the Gemara, that's not necessarily true. Holei Kashik Rabbi Gamliel. I can tell you that that's not difficult because we're going like Rabbi Gamliel. Damrei Maimer Achar Maimer. So Maimer, a second Maimer, wouldn't Aser the Yavama onto Shimon. Levi's Maimer would not Aser the Yavama onto Shimon. Ella, says the Gemara, it's still a kasha because afilu nasan laget, afilu chalatzla. It still has nothing to do with Bia because there, even if Levi would just give her a get, or if Levi would do chalitza to her, so in such cases, everyone would agree that now Mrs. Reuven becomes aser even to Shimon. So it has nothing to do with Bia. So that can't be what the Kal v'Chomer that the Gemara was referring to at the top of the Amud. So Ella, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, a fourth pshat, a final attempted shot before we get to the actual pshat. Elam Rabbi Yochanan at Saita, that the Isser Kal that we're referring to is a Saita, is the Isser, suffix Saita, a lady who was her husband did Kinoyin, and she was still Afal Pekin, she had Stira, she was Biyicha with another man. And now, there's a suffix as to her status. So a saita lama. It says the Gemara, so now there's a double-edged sword by a saita. She becomes also to the bayo and also to the baal because of the suffix. So whose iser are we referring to? Ilema labal, that we're referring to the baal, meaning that before they even had a chance to drink, to have her drink, the baal was bayol her. And now that's aser. And in fact, once the baal is bayol her, so now she's not even able to drink. Now the drinking is not going to help her. So says the Gemara, ba'al leha baal, asra leha de bayol. Once the baal is together with her, so now she becomes aser to the bayol. So even though the bayol, who was mizana with her, potentially mizana with her, is an aser, the bayol who was together with her, b'yichad, assers her onto her husband. If her husband is Iver on the Isser Kal of Suffolk Saita, and he's Bayal and he's together with his wife, even though he's not allowed to be, the halacha is that now the waters are not going to work anymore to test her. So now she becomes usher to the Bayal no matter what. And until now, if she would drink from the waters, then she would show that she didn't do any Aveira, she'd be muted to the Bayal. But now that she's not going to be able to drink, because now her husband was just Bayal her, so now she's not going to be able to drink, and now by doing that, the Baal actually assers her forever onto the Baal. So by the Baal being over on the Isser Kal of Saita, now Nesera Iser. Now the Baal becomes Aser forever. So if you see that Nesera Iser even by Nesser Kal, and surely by Nesser Chamer, that's the Kal v'Chomer. It says the Gemara, Ma'ir Yabala, Afilu Nasan Laget, Afilu Amar Inani Mashke. That has nothing to do with Bia, because even if the Baal would just say, you know what, I'm not interested in going through this whole process, I'm just going to give you a get. Or you would say, I'm not interested, and I'm just not going to make you drink. I don't care, I'm just not going to make you drink. The halacha in those cases also is that she does not drink, and she remains also to the Baal forever. She has no way to prove her innocence. So that also has nothing to do with Bia. That also can't be the case, the Kavul Chaimer that the Gemara is referring to at the top of the Amud. Ella says the Gemara, and fifth and final teretz, is Saita Lebayel. That referring to the Isra of the Saita to the Baal. That the Baal now becomes, that she now becomes Asura Lebal. Once the Baal is with her, so now she becomes Asura, meaning in the case where it's like a Saita Vadai, so until now the Baal, by marrying this woman, assured her onto everyone in the world. Now that the Baal is together with her, so now it's Nesar Ha'iser. Now the Baal becomes Asur to her. So the Baal, who was assuring his wife onto everyone else in the world, through someone else being Mizana with his wife, now he becomes Asur to his wife. Nesar Ha'iser. But says the Gemara, fine, that fits great with the Kal V'chaimer, but Ha'iser Kalu, that's what the Gemara meant when it was referring to an Iser Kal. Iser Chamaru, Dahainu Eishas Ish. That's not an Iser Kal, that's a very chamer iser. That's an iser of eishes ish. So how could that be the Kavu Chaimer the Gemara is referring to? It's not an iser kal. So Ela Amar Rava that eishes ish. Yeah, the Taka, we're talking about the iser of eishes ish. We're talking about eishes ish, and that's called iser kal, as we'll see soon. V'chenki Yasa Rava Nam Rabbi Yechanan eishes ish. Yeah, we're Taka talking about eishes ish. That's the Kavu Chaimer. That's the iser kal that the Gemara was referring to at the top of the Amud. Umay Kari La iser. And why does the Gemara refer to the Isra of Eishes Ish? Mamish of the Chamurais. Why does it refer to the Isra of Eishes Ish as an Isra Kal? She'ena Isra, Isra Kol Yamav. Because there's a Kal aspect to the Isra in that when someone marries a woman, so he doesn't necessarily Asr her forever. If he would ever choose to give her a get, so then she now becomes mutter to everyone. So since that Isra is not an Isra that necessarily lasts forever, so therefore it's called an Isra Kal. And on that, the Gemara was saying that you see when someone's Ivran and Isser Kal of Eishes Ish, when the Baal is together with her, so now Nesar HaIsser, now the Baal becomes Asr to her, so then surely, even though the Baal didn't do anything wrong, the Baal didn't do an Avera, so then surely also by Achas Ishtai, when it comes to Achas Ishtai as well, even though Rachel didn't do anything wrong, we would have made a Kal V'chaimer that Reuven, when he's together with Leah, now becomes Asr to Rachel. That's what we would have said in Kamash 1, the Pasuk of Aisa, that she's mutter. But this is the Kavu Chaimer that the Gemara is referring to. And Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in the Brace like this as well, that this is the Kavu Chaimer. Abachanan Amr Mishum Rabbelazar, Ishas Ish, that the Isra Kal is referring to Ishas Ish. And the Kavu Chaimer is Umab, Malkim Baal, Isra Kal, Shaina Isra, Isra Kol Yamav, Nesar, Isra. When the Baal is together with her, even though it's an Isser Kal. The Isser Kal is the fact that the Isser that the Baal put on her does not necessarily last forever, and still Nesara Isser, the Baal now becomes Asr to his wife, so Habal Isser Chamer. So one who's together with an Isser Chamer, with an Achas Ishtai, so Isser, Isser Kol Yamav. So that the Isser is the Isser that lasts all the lifetime of Rachel. There's never time during Rachel's lifetime that Reuven's going to be mutter to Leah. It's true, if she dies, she'll be mutter. He'll be mutter to her, but never during Rachel's lifetime will Reuven become mutter to Leah. So in a din shenesar ha'isra, shouldn't we say that for sure? Then if Reuven is together with an achas ishtai, so now him and Rachel become mutter to each other. Tamalei meraisa. That's why we have the drasha of Isa. Isa shchivas ha'isarta ve'in shchivas ha'chaisa isarta. It's only her own shchiva, altanesis ish. That shchiva will aser to her baal, but the shchiva of an achas ishtai will not aser her to her baal. That's the Kavu Chaimer. That's the final pshat. Going back to the Mishnah now, the Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Daldam Beis. So the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yosi Omer that Kol Shapaisa De Acherim paisa de atzmai. Anytime he's gonna say the woman becomes pasul to someone else, so then he also creates a psul for himself. And anytime there's no psul that's created for others, so then there's also no psul that's created for himself. Very cryptic statement. When there's psul, when there's iser that's created for others, so then there's iser that's created for him. When there's no iser that's created for others, there's no iser that's created for him. The case that the Mishnah was discussing was the case where you have a man whose wife went to Medina Sayyam, and the Mishnah says, the Gemara explains the Mishnah that's even talking about a case where, let's say, you have Reuven who is married to Rachel, and Shimon, who's now Reuven's brother, Stamo, another guy, Shimon. Shimon is married to Leah. Rachel and Leah are sisters. Reuven and Shimon are not brothers. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. Now, Rachel and Shimon went out of town together, and Reuven and Leah find out that Rachel and Shimon died. So now Reuven is familiar with Leah. They both just lost their spouses. They figure they'll get married. They get married, and then Shimon and Rachel show up again. So the Mishnah was clear that according to the Tanakhama, even though Leah, who was together with Reuven, now becomes usher to her husband, to Shimon, like the first Mishnah of the Perek, that when she only gets married through an Eid Echad, so now if her husband shows back up, she becomes usher to her husband. So Leah is going to become usher to her husband to Shimon. Afal Pikein, Reuven and Rachel will remain mutter to each other. Reuven and Rachel remain mutter even though Shimon and Leah become asher to each other. So says the Gemara now, Rabbi Yaisi then commented, and Rabbi Yaisi said that no, anytime there's Isser that's created to others, there's Isser that's created on himself. When there's no Isser created to others, there's no Isser created for himself. My Kamar Rabbi Yaisi, says the Gemara, what's Rabbi Yaisi referring to? Ilema de Kamar Tanakama. The Azul Ishta Vigis Lumadina say, maybe you'll tell me that he was saying as follows. The Tanakama had just got through saying that the case is that you have Rachel and Shimon go away, and they find out that Rachel and Shimon died. So Reuven goes and he gets married to Leah, and then everyone comes back. So the Tanakhama held that Eishes Gisa Asira, that the wife of his brother-in-law, meaning Leah to Shimon, so Asira, Leah becomes Asar to Shimon, V'ish Leisharia, but Reuven's allowed to stay together with Rachel. That's what the Tanakhama held. V'kamerli Rabbi Yaisi, on that Rabbi Yaisi was saying to him, that no, Kehechi D'ish Leisharia, Eishes Gisa Nami Sharia. If there's no Isser that's created for him, then there's no Isser that's created for others as well. So just like Rachel and Reuven become mutter, so too Leah and Shimon remain mutter. Exactly what the logic would be behind that is a tzarachian, but that's perhaps a possibility. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yaisi meant to say, that since there's no Isser created between Rachel and Reuven, so then there also should not be any Isser that's created between Leah and Shimon. However, says the Gemara, it can't be that that's what Rabbi Yaisi was saying, because if so, kol she'in paisa de'acher and paisa de'atzmai, when there's no Isser to others, no Isser to himself, Rabbi Yaisi should have said the opposite nasach. He should have said kol she'in paisa de'atzmai and paisa de'acher mi'ba'ilei. He should have said that when he doesn't create Isser so for himself, then there's no Isser for other people as well, because that's the migu, that's kilu the migu, that since there's no Isser for himself to Rachel, there's no also not going to be any Isser from Leah onto Shimon. So then the order of Rabbi Yaisi's statement is reversed. The Ella says the Gemara, you'll tell me that what was Rabbi Yaisi saying? That ki hechi de'eshes gisay asira ishtay nami asira. He was saying the opposite. He was coming to be more machmer than the Tanakhama. He was coming to say that anytime psul is created to others, psul is also created to himself. So if he's causing, if Reuven together with Leah caused it, then now Leah is going to become asar to Shimon. So then who adin? His own wife is going to become asar to him. So then Rachel is going to become asar to him. But says the Gemara, that works with the first part of Rabbi Yaisi's statement. Hatenach kol shepaisa. Anytime he creates psul through others, is psul created to himself. But what about that which Rabbi Yaisi then says the second part of the line? He says, kol she'enu paiso, my avidite. He then goes on to say that if Isser is not created to others, so then Isser is also not created onto himself. What is that referring to? Says the Gemara regarding the second half of the statement, what does it mean, kol she'enu paiso, that when any time he does not passel to others, he also does not create psul for himself? What's that referring to? Says the Gemara, two mahalchim. Mahalch number one, Amar Ami Aresha. that when Rabbi Yossi said that, he was going all the way back to the Reisha, to the beginning of the Perek, to the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, where the Mishnah over there differentiated between a lady who finds out her husband went away, died, and the Mishnah differentiated between whether or not she gets remarried through an Eid Echad, or if she gets remarried through two Eidim. And the Mishnah said that Nisis al pi Bezdin, and if she gets remarried through one Eid, so Teitze upatur min karban. So then when her husband shows back up, so then we hold her more responsible, and she has to leave her husband. At the same time, because she was Taya Bahiraz Bezdin, because she was a Shagagas Bahiraz Bezdin, so therefore she's going to be patur min karban. However, the Mishnah said that I'll be Edom if she gets remarried through Edom, so then Teitze v'chayeves b'karban. So then she just has to leave from the second man. In both cases, she has to leave from the second man, that's for sure. And she's even going to be chayeves b'karban because she wasn't shegeges b'hiraz bezdin. She didn't need to come out to bezdin. She had two Edom telling her that her husband had died. And on that, the Mishnah commented that Yafa koyecha shel bezdin shepatra min karban, that the koyecha bezdin has an upper hand that it patters her from the karban. That's what the Mishnah said in the beginning of the Perek. And on that, v'ka'amar Tanikama, the Tanikama was saying that no matter what, Reuven and Rachel remain mutter to each other. And he was saying that loishna pi Edom deishas gisay sharia, there's no difference between the case when she gets remarried through Edom, in which case Leah remains mutter to Shimon because she was listening to two Edom, but loishna pi bezdin deishas gisay asira, or in the case where she gets remarried through an Eid Echad, in which case she becomes aser to Shimon, there's no difference in either case. No matter what, Reuven and Rachel remain mutter to each other. The Kamar Leah Rabbi Yossi, on that, Rabbi Yossi was saying that I disagree. Then I'll be bezdin if they get remarried through a bezdin through an Eid Echad, nepoisa de acher. We're this psul that's created to others through Reuven being together with Leah. Leah now becomes aser to Shimon, so then poisa de atzmai. Migu that he causes them to become poisa to each other, so Rachel and Reuven also become aser to each other. But I'll be Edom, de ain't a poisa de acher, in a poisa de atzmai, as opposed to if they get remarried through Edom, where Shimon and Leah remain mutter to each other, so who are that Reuven and Leah also, that Reuven and Rachel also remain mutter to each other. That's shot number one to explain the second half of Rabbi Yossi's statement, where he said that anytime psul is not created to others, psul is not created to himself. That's referring to a case of Nises al pi Edom. Nises al pi Edom, there's no psul that's created to others, so there's also no psul created for himself. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, a different shot, what does it mean when Rabbi Yossi said that if there's no psul created to others, there's no psul created for himself? La'ilam ha-seifa, it's not going back to the beginning of the parak, it's going on our Mishnah, the Seifa. And hada azli arusasai v'gisai, hada azli ishtoi v'gisai. There's a difference between whether or not Reuven was married to Rachel, or that all they did was Erisin. Did they do Erisin or Nisuin? What was Reuven's status with Rachel? Either way, it's the same case. Rachel went out of town together with Shimon, and Reuven and Leah find out that they die, so Reuven is together with Leah, and then Rachel and Shimon show up to town again. But the Shaila is what was Reuven's relationship with Rachel before they went out of town? So there's a difference between a case where they were engaged, where it was just an Arusa, and in the case where it was Ishta, where they had already done Nisuin. The Gamar Tanakama, and the Tanakama was coming to say that loishna ishtai v'gisai v'loishna arusasa v'gisai. There's no difference between whether they did erisin or nisuin. It doesn't matter if it was his full wife and his brother-in-law that went out of town, or if it was just his arusa and his brother-in-law that went out of town. In either case, gisai asira v'ishtai sharia. In both cases, so Lay is going to become aser to Shimon, and Rachel and Reuven are going to remain mutter to each other. V'ka'amali Rabbi Yossi, on that, Rabbi Yossi was saying that no, ishta v'gisai delekela meimer tzna havali b'nesuin, that when it comes to an ishta v'gisai, well, if Reuven's relationship with Rachel was one of nesuin, they were fully married, so then no one's going to say that there was a tanai in their nesuin, and everyone's going to know that when Reuven is together with Leah, and then Shimon shows up again, it must be that Reuven and Leah, that was some sort of mistake happened. There was some sort of mischeshbon, because it can't be ever that Reuven is together with Leah when we see that Rachel is alive. If Rachel is alive and they already did nesuin with each other, so there's definitely no tanai in that nesuin, so then how is Reuven being together with Leah? It must be with some sort of mistake. Meaning that there was some sort of mistake. Reuven's not going to even have to give Leah a get. Since he's not going to have to give her a get, when Shimon takes back Leah, it doesn't look like a case of machzor grushasa. I mean, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, the issue with Leah to Shimon is that it's going to look like machzor grushasa. It's going to look like iser machzor grushasa. But in this type of scenario, it's not going to look like machzor grushasa lachashanises, because everyone's going to know that Leah was never actually married to Reuven, because Reuven had done the suin with Rachel. Rachel's still alive, so how could he ever be together with Leah? It must be with some sort of mistake. Being that was some sort of mistake, Leah's going to remain mutter to Shimon. So that's what Rabbi Yossi was saying. That ishtai v'gisai delek lemeimar t'nahav le b'nesuin. When it comes to ishtai v'gisai, a case where Reuven had done nesuin with Rachel, and she and Shimon go out of town, where no one's going to suspect that they have a tanai in their nesuin, so they ain't the paisai de acher. It's not going to passel Leah to Shimon, because it's not going to look like machzor grushasa lachashanises. So since it's ain't the paisai de acher, ain't the paisai de atzmai. So in such a case, says Rabbi Yossi, in that case, I'm masking to you that Rachel and Reuven also remain mutter to each other. However, arusasai v'gisai dika lemeimar t'nahava b'kedushin, if all Reuven had done with Rachel was just Erison, they never yet done this suin, all they had done was Erison, so then it could be that they made Tnahavli B'Kedushin, that there was some sort of Tanai in the Kedushin, and the way Reuven is together with Leah is because that Tanai was not fulfilled, and instead Reuven went off with Leah. So if Reuven's going to want to get rid of Leah, he's going to have to give her a get. If he's going to have to give her a get, she's going to become usher to Shimon, because it's going to look like Machzor Grushasa Lachashanises. So that's what the Gemara says, that if it's Arusasa V'Gisa people might suspect that there was some sort of stipulation, some sort of tanai that was made in the Kedushin, and because of that, she's going to need again, and she's going to seem like Master Gusasai Lachashanises, and she's going to become Aser to Shimon, so then so too Reuven is also going to have to lose out on his wife. He's going to lose out on being together with Rachel, because in as much as we're suspecting that Reuven is like, it has the appearance that he was actually mamish married to Leah, so then he can't go off with Rachel. So because that's Achaz Ishta in the other direction, being that he was together with Leah, now he can't be with Rachel. So because of that, so that's what Rabbi Yossi says. It's just like he creates psul to others, he's going to create psul for himself as well. Now Lamaisa says the Gemara Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yossi, that the Halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. Now we have two versions of Rabbi Yossi. We have Rav Ami's version of Rabbi Yossi, and we have Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's version of Rabbi Yossi. So which version of Rabbi Yossi is referring to? We'll see. But the Gemara assumes right now it's referring to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's version. That's referring to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and says the Gemara the mask for Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi asked the Kasha that Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi. Did Shmuel really say this? Did Shmuel really say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? It, my brother, was stated that Yevama Rav Amar Reukeshes Ish, Shmuel Amar Inukeshes Ish. We have a very vague machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that the Yevama has a din of like an Eishes Ish, and Shmuel says that the Yevama does not have a din of an Eishes Ish. Va'am Rav Huna said, explained Rav Huna that Kegoin Shekidesh Achiv Esa Isha. We're referring to a case where you have a brother who marries a woman. So Reuven marries Mrs. Reuven. V'halach loy l'medina sayam, and Reuven goes out of town. Ushama shemeis achiv, and Shimon hears that Reuven died. So v'amas, so Shimon gets up. V'nasas ishtoi, and he goes and he does yibam with Rachel. He marries Reuven's wife. He marries Rachel. The Rav Amar, and then Reuven shows up again. So the Rav Amar rehi ki eishes ish v'asur liyavam. Rav says that she's considered like an eishes ish, and an eishes ish hasinta becomes aser to the yavam, aser to her husband. So too in this case, she's going to become aser to Reuven. U'Shmuel Amar ein a eishes ish u'shariyole, where Shmuel says that no, that she's not like an eishes ish, and she's going to remain mutter to her husband. She's going to remain mutter to the Yavam, meaning remain mutter to Reuven. Mrs. Reuven will remain mutter to Mrs. Reuven. So says the Gemara, that and the reason being, why would she remain mutter, is because this doesn't look like a case of machzor grushasa, because everyone knows that you can't have kedushin with an eishes ach. So this is not going to look like machzor grushasa, since it's not going to look like machzor grushasa, so therefore she remains mutter to the Baal, she remains mutter to Reuven. Now in this case, the Rav Huna was very clear, that we were discussing a case where all Reuven had done with Mrs. Reuven was Erisin. They'd never done Nisuin. If so, maybe people will suspect that there was a Tanai in the Erisin, and that's how Shimon, the Eishes Ach, had, that's how Shimon was able to be together with his Eishes Ach, together with Mrs. Reuven, because Reuven was never really married to her. Reuven had a Tanai in Nisuin, and the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. So maybe that's the case. Elamai, you see now like Shmuel? You see now like Shmuel? You see that we don't say such a thing. We don't say such a thing. And then, so this is a kasha on Shmuel. It's a steer on Shmuel. It's a steer before Shmuel said it in such cases that we do have to be chayshish for that it appears to be a machshe gushas elachashanises, since it could be tnai havala bekedushin. Yet over here, we aren't worried that tnai havala bekedushin. Why not? What's the difference? So Amalei Abai explained that umimai the kiyamar Shmuel lachak Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman kamar, domad Rabbi Yami kamar. First of all, your kasha doesn't make any sense, because your whole kasha is assuming that we're going like Rabbi Yitzchak, that we're going like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's pshat and Rabbi Yosi. Who said Shmuel understood pshat like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha? Maybe Shmuel understood pshat like Rabbi Yami's pshat. Nothing to do with machse gushasu lachash and ises. So that's kasha number one. Kasha number two is that Dilma Adrab Amikamar. Vinami, in kasha number two, is that Vinami Adrab Yitzchak Nafcha, and that even if Shmuel held like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's pshat, Mimaida Apaisel, Vidilma Aina Paisel. Who says that when Shmuel Paskin, and he said Allah Hakar Biyasi, is that who says he was going on the whole thing? Who says he was going on the entire statement, on the psul part and on the Aina Apostle part? Maybe it was only going on the Aina Paisel. That anybody who doesn't answer to others doesn't answer for himself. But on the fact that someone who answers to others, that he answers to himself, maybe Shmuel was never passing like Rabbi Yosi, and he doesn't hold of this whole idea of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's understanding of Rabbi Yosi, that there's some sort of concern of Machzer Gushas El Achash Anises, of an appearance to Machzer Gushas El Achash Anises. Inami, another reason why it's not Shver, is because we might eat a Rav Huna, the Molasad Rav Huna. Who says we bechal hold like this member of Rav Huna? Maybe we don't go like Rav Huna. Ubid Rav Hamnuna Kamifligi, and maybe really when Rav and Shmuel were arguing about whether Yavama is like an Eishes Ish, had nothing to do with Rav Huna's case, rather it had to do with Rav Hamnuna. Dam Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna said, Shomeris Yavam Shezinta Asur LiYavama, that if a Shomeris Yavam is Mizaneh, so she now becomes Asur to her Yavam, that meaning like she's like an Eishes Ish who's Mizaneh. The Rav Amar Reyu Keishes Ish, Umifsla Biznas, Ushmol Amar Eina Keishes Ish, Vloy Mifsla Biznas. And that was the Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, but whether or not we go like this member of Hamnuna, Rav says that Yavama Shezinta is Asur, she's like an Eishes Ish, and Shmuel says nah. Says the Gemara, Inami, or it could be even another pshat, is that Bekedushin types to be Yavama Kamiflugi. Maybe when they were arguing about whether Yavama is like an Eishes Ish, they meant to have a machlekes about whether this Kedushin types in with Yavama Lashuk. If Yavama Lashuk receives Kedushin from a random guy, is the Kedushin types or not? The Rav Amareu Keishes Ish, Vulay Tafsiba Kedushin, Rav says that she's like an Eishes Ish, where there's no Tfisas Kedushin, Ushmuel Amarein Keishes Ish, with Tafsiba Kedushin, and Shmuel holds that there is Tfisas Kedushin, she's not like an Eishes Ish. But says the Gemara, the problem with that pshat is v'hai fligu b'chad zimna, is that they already have this machlekes Rav and Shmuel once before, specifically about Yavama Shezinta, that whether or not she becomes whether or not Kedushin is toyface with the Yavama Lashuk. They already have this machlekes, so why would they have it again? It says the Gemara, chad mechad chaver teitmar. The Inachanami, they only had it once, and the other time is just saying it over based off of the first memra. But really, they only had the machlekes one time, but that could be the pshat and the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Nothing to do with Rav Huna's case. No kashas, no steers in Shmuel. Rav Huna was simply talking about a case of whether or not there's tfisas kedushin, and on that is machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether or not Shomeris Yavam has a status like an Eishes Ish, where there's no tfisas kedushin, or she does not have the status of an Eishes Ish, and there is tfisas kedushin.